This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And doing a little bit more digging here, trying to understand this map that I had pulled up, because there was discussion during the second hour about the states that have begun taxing and regulating cannabis, possibly being receiver states from the federal government, meaning they receive more money from the federal government than is sent to the federal government from their state. Was not able to find that list, but right. I did find information on which states rely the most on federal aid, and this is specifically as it relates to money from the federal government going to the state's general budget. So Alabama is number 14 on the list. They get 34.9% of their state revenue comes from the federal government. Number one is Mississippi at 40.9%. Louisiana, number two, at 40.1%. Followed by Tennessee, Montana, and Kentucky, all over 38.5. At the other end of the spectrum, you have North Dakota, Virginia, Connecticut, Nevada, and Hawaii, all under 25% of their state revenue comes from the federal government. But again, this is not the traditional donor state receiver state sort of breakdown that a lot of people talk about. And the statistic that I had heard, I believe for New Hampshire, is New Hampshire gets back like 80 cents for each dollar sent to the federal government from the state. I've not been able to, you know, check those numbers as far as updated numbers on that. And these are things that, you know, even when I do find a number now, it's going to be from several years ago just right. because that's the way statistics are.
Yeah.
Heather, you started telling us about some arrest that happened in Philadelphia of some cannabis activists. What happened? When was it? And how many people?
22 people. It was April 22nd, and it was in Frankfort, Philadelphia.
All right.
So, basically, 22 people were arrested. They had a little pop party. They advertised it on Instagram. It was just a bunch of people there. On Sunday, protesters actually stood outside police headquarters in support of the almost two dozen people that were arrested.
Oh, hold on. The police did not describe it as a small pop party. They described it as, what was the word they used?
Massive. Well, I mean, it was a pretty big gathering. There was 175.
How many people were there?
There was 175 others, not including the 22 that were arrested.
Yeah, that's not a small party. A small party is like four or five people sitting in a living room.
Oh, I get it. But when police are describing things that have to do with the war on drugs, it's, you know, there was another article that came out of Chicago, and I don't mean to dissuade from this one, but it showed a picture of like a 1844, you know, cowboy six shooter, a piece of crap Derringer, and like a little dime bag of pot. And it was the Chicago Police Department congratulating some unit on their massive drug bust.
The street value is $247 quadrillion.
Yeah, it was one of those things. So it's typical of drug warriors to describe things in phrases like massive.
And then if they catch you with edibles, they don't do a calculation of, oh, there's only 4 milligrams of THC in this brownie. They weigh the brownie. We caught somebody with 5 pounds. pounds of cannabis.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny because you say that this is, I mean, it is kind of a relatively big crowd, but if you think about it, it's 175 plus 22 people. So
nearly 200 people.
You look at any 80s rock band that has a concert and half the stadium is high on weed. So, I mean, it really isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, good point.
And the other thing, too, is that you have almost 200 people here that were all there and nobody's fighting. Nobody's getting hurt. No, nothing's going wrong until the police show up. You know what I mean? So it's just...
The police showed up, which means something went wrong. We'll get back into the story. Let's go to Liberty Lover calling in on Skype. Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good.
You're doing all right.
You?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm good. Speaking of 80s rock festival smelling like pot, I'm actually going to one tomorrow. So
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know if you could maybe list 10 bands that you've seen, but tell me one of them is a lie.
Hold on. So
I'm kidding.
What are some of the bands that are going to be at this 80s pot festival with a rock problem?
Rat, Loverboy's going to be there. Knockin, Warrant,
wow.
Kicks.
Kicks.
Bastard Pussycat, yeah.
No kidding.
But what I wanted to actually ask was, who do you think has inspired each one of you the most in the fight for liberty?
Ooh.
Like, who was your role model?
Anybody want to go first? I'll go first.
Go ahead, Chris.
Ron Paul. Yeah, as far as, like, initial inspiration got me, I started to look at Ron Paul because I couldn't stand the rest of the Republican field, and damn it, I was going to vote Republican because I've always voted a Republican. So I started looking at Ron Paul, so he was the one who really, I think it was my first wake-up.
Was that 2008 or 2012?
No, 2012. I'm telling you, I'm a late bloomer, guys. Hate to admit it. Hate to admit it, but I am.
Heather?
Originally, like, my activism was more or less fueled by, like, having felt the sting of government and having, like, seen other people, and so it was kind of, like, self-driven. But once I finally, like, got into the Libertarian Party, I'd say Dan Fishman in Massachusetts really, like, was a great mentor for me in terms of, like, navigating through the political systems and becoming, like, serving on state committee out there for a couple years. And then most recently, having worked with the Libertarian Party, I ended up meeting who now one of, like, my best friends, Adam Kokesh, and I, like, originally him and I, like, didn't philosophically, like, agree on things, but I do think that he's definitely one of the most driven and dedicated activists that I can say I've ever seen. So, I mean, he puts in so many hours and a lot of time, and he's really dedicated, and, you know, I think that's, he puts in far more time than I do, you know, but.
I wouldn't say I necessarily have any role models per se, but there are a lot of people that
and
I Daryl respect.
And Daryl Perry, what am I talking about? Like, Daryl Perry is, like, my other friggin' favorite one. Like, if it wasn't for you, Daryl, like, you and Ian, like, I wouldn't be going to the State House once every week. Like, I mean, just last week, because of them inspiring me to go to the State House, I testified. I was one of three people that testified in front of that bill. Was it for the marijuana bill there that ended up going into an executive committee and they voted on it and it passed. So three people that were speaking in favor and I was one of them, and it was all because you guys inspired me to do that. So
I would say the writings of Frederick Bastiat. And also Mary Ruart, who I have had the pleasure of meeting several times. She is a wonderful, amazing woman. And I highly recommend, and I am not being paid to say this at all, I highly recommend that everybody grab a copy of Healing Our World.
Yeah, I've heard that from others,
it's
too.
It's one of those books, especially if you wind up leaning from things, either from a religious perspective or from kind of a leftist sort of, like I feel for the world sort of perspective, definitely grab a copy of this book. And there's, I think, four editions out now, and they're all slightly different. I have the newest edition. I've not actually read the newest edition, but, yeah, I cannot recommend that book enough.
So I got to ask you, what would you say yours is, Liberty Lover?
Well, it all started, this will be very brief, it all started last year where I was actually participating a lot in the Republican primary field. Mm-hmm. And I, in the beginning, I listened to John Kasich because it made a lot of sense. But one day, out of curiosity, I turned on C-SPAN during the Libertarian Convention. And I saw the debate, and one particular person on that stage jumped out at me as somebody that I would forever see as a model from that point on, and that would be Daryl Perry.
I know. Nice. Isn't Daryl awesome?
Liberty lover, thank you for the call. If you've got more, hang on. If not, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll get back into this Philly smoke session arrest. This is Free Talk.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about the Philly smoke session where 22 people wound up getting arrested. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about a fairly easy way that you can actually wind up creating a website. Because, well, maybe you've been thinking about starting a website, but you've not yet put that idea into action. Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. They offer a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24 hours, 7 days per week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator also has 99.99% uptime ratings, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Before we get back to the Philly story, let's go to the phones. We've got Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yesterday, I'm sorry, I was waiting for your phone to answer, but my wife pulled up and had a honeydew for me, so I had to get off the phone. I didn't get a chance to ask you. But what do you think of when the United States was based on territories before they became states? Do you think that, I mean, you guys are pretty knowledgeable. Do you think that actually things were run a little better when they were territories versus states?
Huh.
I've ever really thought of.
Right. I would say just in general, there was some overhead that comes when a territory became a state. So right. Now you have federal regulations and stuff like that.
Well, it's one of those things. And there are still territories today.
Sure.
Are federal regulations that do apply. Now,
that's true.
You know, like, I think it's
without a lot of the rights.
American Samoa, some of the regulations don't apply. Samoans from American Samoa, and then there's the Independent Republic of Samoa. But the Americans born in American Samoa are considered nationals, not citizens.
Correct.
They actually don't have any national citizenship anywhere. But if they wish to become U.S. citizens, then you're like front of the line, unless you wind up lying about your weight, and then, you know, back of the line because you lied.
And they can join the military, but there are certain other rights that, you know, the government, I should say there are certain other benefits that the government doesn't extend to them,
right.
And there's certain rights that the government does not protect.
I'm going to say, answer to your question, though, is that I think you can go back as far as, like, cowboys and Indians, and you have human behavior. You have people that want to dominate other people, and that's, you know, that's what government is, essentially. It's just a group of people that are trying to control other people, and whether you have, call it territories or states, that's just a word to, you know, describe a geographic location.
Well,
but essentially, it's human behavior fighting.
It is
over,
a word used to describe a geographical area, but a territorial government doesn't have, you know, all of the quote unquote rights and privileges that a state government has.
Yeah, and that could be good or bad. Go ahead.
Well, you get on land out here, you know, back. I did some little bit of research on this, you know. Because Arizona was part of a larger territory. I mean, people who owned the properties and land and everything, that was theirs. There was none of the interference that was going on with the federal government stepping in and, you know, and dealing with people. And even law enforcement was, like, in my field, it wasn't as regulated, but the people would actually have a say in who they wanted to watch over their city or, you know, their little bit towns or whatever.
Much
and,
more local.
And it really, it simplified things, especially when it came to dealing with issues like what you're talking about. I mean, some cities, hey, you know, they didn't mind, like you say, cannabis or things like that. They found when this got out of control or somebody tried to poison something or something like that. And your guest yesterday, I've been following your program, as you know, for a while, and I've heard him before, and a lot of the areas that he was talking about in Arizona and everything like that were territories at one point, and people left you alone back then. I mean, as long as you weren't interfering in their business or creating a big problem, you were pretty much left alone, and if you needed help,
it was based on
the barter system.
Right, and I think the point is, and I think this is probably a good takeaway, is that when things were handled much more locally, when you did not have an expansive, you know, trying to regulate or control millions and millions and millions of acres, but instead I'm trying to provide goods and services for, you know, this 100, 200, 500, 800-acre town or something like that, things are probably going to run a lot more efficiently. And conversely, it probably was easier to organize and operate, you know, some semblance of a state, if you want to say that, a sovereign state, because that's how all states began when our country was formed. They were all sovereign states. That's what they declared themselves to be. And territories were, but then they, you know, got some mantle of federal ownership because they were settled on lands that were either purchased through the Louisiana Purchase or others.
The Gadsden Purchase. Then there were a bunch of other purchases that I forget
or
the names of.
Treaties. Things like that, yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting point.
Yeah, I just, you know, you guys ask, I work in a very simple area where it's not a bit complex. And I've worked in the big cities, and I'm telling you right now, it's night and day. You deal with problems. You're able to deal with situations in a more positive way in the smaller atmosphere versus then trying to deal with a big picture, because then everybody's in a competition for each other.
Right.
That isn't the way law enforcement's supposed to be, and that's what you're talking about. I mean, they're bragging about something about there. They don't realize that there are people that are in jail right now that they've created drama for, situations for. They're thinking about the people that they're out there to, really out there to protect. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm old school. I didn't sign up in the years that I've been doing this to not care, you know. And that's what you guys are talking about. You know, your law enforcement bragging about things like that. I mean, really, the key is, you know, what good is them bragging?
Smaller,
really,
more local is definitely better.
Patrick, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Heather is telling us about the Philly Smoke Session that happened this past weekend. Wound up 22 people getting arrested out of almost 200 people that were at the party that the Philly police were calling a massive party. And again, this isn't, you know, like some kind of small hangout in a living room sort of thing, but it's also, you know, not filling up the whatever the sports arenas would be there in Philadelphia.
Well, it used to be the Spectrum, but
I don't like the Steelers.
I don't know, but they've got the baseball team, the football team, a basketball team, and a hockey team.
Well, now I know why they call them the Steelers, because in Philadelphia, the police like to steal a bunch of
things. The Pittsburgh. Steelers are Pittsburgh.
You sports fail.
And it's
Pennsylvania,
same state.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of losing teams. So what do I care?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm a Patriots fan.
Yeah, go tell Bradshaw. What was his first name?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry. Yeah, go tell Terry Bradshaw, who's got how many Super Bowl rings?
I'm internally conflicted, though, because like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have such a good relationship with Trump that I'm like pulling my hair out, like, why?
How do I handle this?
It's so weird.
So, Philly smoke session. A bunch of people got arrested.
Yep. And on Sunday, protesters actually stood outside the police headquarters to support the almost two dozen people that are arrested, which is incredibly important when stuff like this happens in your community. If people are rallying up, I mean, this is like 22 people that didn't hurt anybody that are being put in cages now and subjected to this simply for possessing a plant and having a good time with their friends. So we spoke with Mike Whiter, which is a medical marijuana activist who was at the event but not arrested. And he claims that this is about helping people. This is Philly Smoke Session. This is a cannabis community of Philadelphia. It's a community that likes to help people, that likes to help patients. And a lot of these people here are medical marijuana patients, says Whiter.
Okay, so here's a point that I want to make. Whether your state has medical marijuana or doesn't have medical marijuana, and I don't think Pennsylvania is there yet.
I don't think they have it.
They're not even medically there?
That does not mean that you are not a medical marijuana patient. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't need state sanctioning. And the reason this is fresh in my mind, because I talked to a good friend of mine today, and we were talking a little bit about her history with migraines. And she said, you know what works for me? And she suffered for these things for years.
Cannabis.
Pot. I smoke some pot. I go to sleep. I wake up. The migraine's gone. And she's on, you know, she's been on all the major migraine drugs. And she's telling her doctor this. And her doctor's like, then just smoke pot.
Right.
You know? And she's like thinking, now maybe I can get a card.
One thing that keeps going through my mind whenever I see somebody say something along these lines of, I'm just trying to help medical marijuana patients. That's why I'm selling them cannabis. Watch out that you don't wind up getting charged with practicing medicine without a license, because that's what you're admitting to doing here by saying, I'm just trying to help patients get the medicine they need.
Right.
You're admitting, like the guy at the beginning of the show that said, I'm an engineer, and they said, well, we don't have you on file, so therefore guilty. These people say, I'm just trying to help patients get what they need. Well, you're practicing medicine without a license. You're not a pharmacist. You're not a doctor. And you're telling people that, you know, this is a medicine.
So in addition to these arrests, police confiscated approximately 50 pounds of marijuana.
Questionable.
100 pounds of THC-infused edibles.
All right, and this is something that I mentioned earlier, to where they do this weight, and they'll just weigh the entire thing of, here's a 5-pound brownie, and there's some THC in there, so therefore that's 5 pounds of cannabis. No. No, it's not. There might only be, you know, like 10 milligrams, 15 milligrams per serving. Figure out the serving, and then adjust accordingly. That is not 100 pounds of THC. And though, now, I will, you know, give ABC some credit here and say 100 pounds of THC-infused edibles. So they're admitting that the entire weight of the edibles, but I guarantee you the charge is going to wind up saying 150 pounds of marijuana.
Right. And did the police combine that? Because these are the police statistics. It's not... You know what I mean? Did they count those twice to make the story sound better?
It does say and, so
I know what it
says.
No, I know what it says, but do we know? I don't know.
Either way,
I've not found the police report.
It's theft of private property that they never should have taken in the first place.
And in addition to...
Yeah, in addition to the 50 pounds of marijuana and 100 pounds of THC-infused edibles, they also seized 4 handguns and $50,000 in cash. And I just want to point out, because I know there's probably going to be a couple listeners like, oh my God, 4 handguns. But when you think about it, when you have people doing this, right, they're like... this is medicine, essentially, to some people that changes drastically their life. That, you know what, some people are like, I don't care if a small group of people that calls themselves government says these people can't have access. We're going to give them that stuff because they deserve to have it. And when you do that and you end up selling them this medicine on the black market, naturally, you can't call police, you know, right. People that are going to seize your stuff in the event that something happens. So you carry your own protection. It doesn't mean that they had these four handguns because they were going to kill anybody, because as we saw, we had 200 people at this event and nobody got hurt.
And let's also point out that, you know, there are a lot of prescription drugs that have really bad side effects and are also highly addictive, and being prescribed those does not somehow infringe on your right to defend yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. But also, you take the number of people that have had suicidal thoughts, tendencies, due to a lot of these prescription drugs, a lot of people die.
Yeah.
And I've yet to hear about that person who died from the marijuana.
Yeah. I think I did hear a story about a crate of marijuana falling on someone.
That could do it.
But nobody ever dying from, you know, just ingesting cannabis by itself.
Yeah.
So I pointed out that whole little tirade about the handguns thing because the article goes on to say and points out the very people that would say these things. Neighbors say the bust is a relief. They say parties like this have been going on in the warehouse all the time, and on top of their neighborhood smelling like marijuana, they are not surprised to hear guns were inside and say they are glad police shut it all down before someone got hurt.
The smell of marijuana. See, that's the same thing. So as I, a smoker, you know, nobody ever came up to me and said, you're smoking, and I've been around you, and I went to the doctor, and this tumor developed in me because I was near you. No, people don't like the smell of it, so they complain about it. And then you have anti-smoking laws everywhere. So they don't like the smell of marijuana. Therefore, this has to be shut down. I don't like it. And I guarantee you, there's probably raves going on in the warehouse district, too, right?
Well, they say there are parties there all the time,
right.
And I'm guessing...
So we're lumping them all in together.
Yes, they are lumping all of the parties that have ever happened at this warehouse together with this particular party called the Philly Smoke Session. Now, I'm curious if there have been arrests at other parties at this warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Well... It goes on to say the Department of Licenses and Inspections responded to the scene, which police say was a fire and safety hazard due to the crowd size, use of butane torches, and presence of only one exit.
Oh my God, there's a butane torch in there. So you're going to light everyone on fire with a butane torch? You can light everybody on fire with a pack of matches. You can do it with two sticks if you rub them fast enough against each other.
This is crazy. Nobody got hurt. There was like 200 people there.
No, 22 people wound up getting hurt because got arrested by police and they had their weed seized and possibly their guns. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. There's a little bit more from the story out of Philly, the Philly smoke session. We'll get back into that. But if you're going to do any shopping online anytime soon, then we would like to ask you to begin that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, I'm going to say this as a police officer real quick. I'm going to have to ask you to visit shop.freetalklive.com. Nice. Now, I have to ask because I can't just, you know, like hack into your computer and make you go to shop.freetalklive.com before you go to Newegg or Amazon or Walmart or one of the other affiliates that we have. But what happens when you go to shop.freetalklive.com is Free Talk Live just winds up getting basically what amounts to a finder's fee for sending customers to those various affiliates. Now, once you go to shop.freetalklive.com, just bookmark the link that you're going to use, and then just use the bookmark, and then you don't have to do the extra steps there. Shop.freetalklive.com. Heather has the story out of Philadelphia, where 22 people were arrested, and police say that they seized 50 pounds of marijuana and 100 pounds of THC-infused edibles, and they also wound up stealing 4 handguns and $50,000 in cash. And the neighbors they're breathing a sigh of relief because they say the neighborhood smells like weed and there are parties in this warehouse all the time.
Young whippersnappers.
And they're so glad that the police did that so that nobody got hurt. Failing to realize 22 people are now in cages being deprived the opportunity to be with their families.
So now nobody's ever going to party again.
We solved the party problem.
We solved the problem of illegal parties in the warehouse.
Well, back to the Department of Licenses and Inspections, which responded to the scene. They said, there are warehouse spaces throwing illegal parties all the time. Often we are able to stop them before they start. We don't do that because we're not fun. We don't do that because we're not mad because we weren't invited. We do it because it's a potential death trap very often.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what Karen Guss of Licenses and Inspections said.
No, they're not fun. They're mad that they didn't get invited. And
I'm not mad.
Somebody has a butane torch. Now, I will say there is one legitimate concern here. Of you've got 200 people in a warehouse and there's only one exit.
Yeah, that's not really safe.
That's a legitimate concern. All of the other stuff, they're mad that they weren't invited and
Hello,
they're no fun.
Carol, have you never crowd surfed before? I'm a little disappointed. Something happens, they will just throw you to the door.
Yeah, and
no,
yeah,
I've never
but
crowd surfed.
Do we need government to?
I crowd surfed to the Dropkick Murphys. It's pretty awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, but do we need government to tell us that, yes, when you go into a building, it's an exit and an end, you know, two ways to get in and out?
Well, apparently, if there's a warehouse with only one exit, then...
I'm trying to imagine a warehouse with one door that goes in and out. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Very, very strange. So let's move from people getting arrested for smoking the cannabis, or in this case, possibly just possessing it, or maybe trying to sell it, or give it to somebody.
Jeez. Well, I do want to point out, like, a couple of things.
Okay.
Because of this, I encourage everyone that's listening to know the marijuana laws in your state and to, like,
yes.
get involved, you know? Even if you can't do much, like, people like Daryl, like, we go to the state house and stuff. I know somebody asked earlier who inspires you. Well, everybody that does anything good inspires me, essentially. You know, I can't really just limit it to the people I named earlier because... There's so many people that donate every month just so this show exists.
Sure.
Like, they're just as important as Daryl is every, you know what I mean? So everyone plays a role. And in things like this, we can stop this from happening if we can all organize and, like, focus and do maybe just a little bit more than what we're doing today.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so if you can't be at a state house lobbying, well, then donate to someone like Daryl who started Liberty Lobby LLC.
Right.
You can
lobby for
him.
Yeah.
You can donate to his lobbying group so that he can, you know, do more things, hire more people, or get more people down there at the state house working to overturn the marijuana laws here in New Hampshire, for example. And there's people like that in your states that you can donate to if you can't physically be there.
And
you know?
You can find out more about what I do at libertylobby.info.
Plug it.
Well, only because you mentioned it.
No, I know.
Right,
you
plugged
though.
It.
But this is how we change and prevent stuff like this from happening.
People yeah. have to get active.
Yeah.
Yes. And since you didn't mention it, I'll go ahead and throw out a success that we had recently where I had testified on a electric grill proposal. To where right now the state fire.
I love this one. I
yeah,
love
Daryl
this.
Perry, making the world a better place.
The state fire chief guy has construed that an electric grill on your porch or patio or deck is considered an open flame in accordance with the fire code.
Now, before you people out there in other parts of the country laugh at New Hampshire for having a law that has been interpreted as banning electric grills on your porch, look at your own laws first, because I guarantee you every state out there has
yeah.
one that's just as ludicrous
right.
and likely more so.
The word electric grill does not appear in the current regulation that the fire chief interpreted to say that electric grills are an open flame. So there is a bill to specifically state that electric grills used in certain forms are not considered open flames. And so I testified saying, wait a second, you're, you know, the intent here is to remove regulations, right, but you're putting in all of these new regulations saying
exactly
that you can't have the extension cord run through a door or a window, but yet if you are running a circular saw, then you can run the extension cord through whatever you want to.
Or a fan or a boom box. Or, you know what I mean?
It's
so ridiculous.
If you have the George Foreman grill in your kitchen, there's no regulation, but you take it onto the porch and suddenly you've got all of these regulations. And I said, your bill is too long. It should stop after saying is not an open flame in accordance with the fire code.
Right.
And there was another senator, one not on the committee. Well, first, let me say the committee unanimously approved an amendment to cut the bill after, you know, these are not open flame.
To do exactly what you recommended they do.
Yes.
This is somebody going to government and proposing a change and it actually occurring in the legislative process.
And another senator that was not on the committee noticed something that basically would have given Underwriters Laboratory a monopoly on approving electric grills in the state. And he offered up a floor amendment to say that is an electric grill that is certified by a nationally recognized certification entity such as Underwriters
right.
Laboratory. So
right.
that then any of these, and apparently there are six. I'm only familiar with Underwriters Laboratory, but I do know that, you know, on the
yeah.
electronic stuff, there's a bunch of other little logos.
Right, right, right.
I just don't know the name. So, you know, completely different senator was like, hey, wait a second, we don't want to give them a monopoly, so wound up doing even above and beyond what I expected them to do or what I even asked them to do.
And that should be your first clue that that senator is not getting any campaign money from that organization.
Correct.
When they say, yeah, we shouldn't grant them a monopoly. Interesting.
Yeah. So here in the closing, we've got about a minute and a half left. But, no, there's something that, Chris, you had thrown in the show notes that is very, very interesting, to where you often hear, you know, these quote-unquote millennials saying, we need to fight for 15.
Okay.
Somebody did a survey, asked these people, hey, here's a job, what would you take it for?
Okay, so this is a poll from the National Association of Home Builders, who asked young Americans 18 to 25, which pretty much is your millennials, how much would you take a career in the construction trade? So we're talking carpenters, plumbers, you know, drywall guys, stuff like that. Here are the results, and we hate to stereotype, but here we go. Percentage of respondents who reported no or little chance they would consider a career in the construction trades if they were paid $40,000. 7% said they would.
So $40,000, that's not too shabby. That's
no.
definitely more than $15 an hour.
How about if I offered them $50,000 a year?
All right. A little bit.
You'd
might
guess
get
a little
few
more
people.
Wrong. 7%. In the end, only 21% they would take a construction job if it paid $100,000 a year or more, 21%, and 43% said they wouldn't consider it at any level of compensation.
We need a living wage.
My peers disappoint me.
We need a living wage. We just don't want manual labor.
Exactly.
It's basically the moral there. This is
exactly.
Free Talk Live, always online at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.